Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. Words taken from the book of Ecclesiasticus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear people, today is Mother's Day, and I would like to tell you a fictional but edifying story about mothers. The story begins on the sixth day of creation, when the Lord was approached by a certain angel. The angel respectfully asked, "Lord, why do you spend so much time in creating mothers?" "Because," the Lord replied, "she has to have a lap that can hold three children at one time, and a kiss that can cure anything from a scraped knee to a broken heart, and have six pair of hands as well." The angel was astonished at the requirements as he cried out, "Six pairs of hands?" But as the story goes, the Lord continued, "It's not the hands that are the problem. It's the three pairs of eyes that all mothers must have." "And that's just on the standard model?" asked the angel. "Yes," our Lord said, "one pair of eyes are to see through the closed door as she asks her children what they are doing, even though she already knows. Another pair of eyes is for the back of her head in order to see what she needs to know, even though no one thinks she can. And the third pair of eyes are here in the front of the head, and they are for looking at an errant child and saying that she understands and loves him without even saying a single word." As the Lord continued the work, the angel moved closer. He touched the mother. And as he did, he said, "You have made her so soft and gentle." "Yes," said the Lord, "she is soft and she is gentle. But I have also made her tough, for she will have to endure and accomplish many things." "Will she be able to think?" asked the angel. The Lord smiled and replied, "Not only will she be able to think, she will be able to reason and even negotiate." As the angel watched the Lord work, he noticed something on the face of the mother. "What is that?" he asked. "It is a tear." "What's the tear for?" "The tear," the Lord said, "is a mother's way of expressing her joy and her sorrow, her disappointment and her pain. The tear," he said, "is a mother's means of expressing her loneliness, her grief, and her pride in her children." The angel blessed the Lord and cried out, "Lord, thou hast thought of everything. Mothers are truly amazing." And it is true, my dear friends, generally speaking, mothers are truly amazing. For they have to endure many things. They have to accomplish much. And more often than not, they have to make numerous sacrifices on behalf of their children. There is no mother who has not at some time shed tears of joy, tears of sorrow, tears of disappointment, tears of pain, tears of loneliness, of grief, and tears of pride in her family. My own mother has been gone now for about 8 years. I grew up in a family of 8 children. And when I reflect and when I speak to my brothers and sisters about our childhood, being 51 years of age now, I appreciate more now than I did then the many sacrifices that my mother made and the many tears that she shed then. Growing up, I took them for granted, as perhaps most of us here did today. I can recall how often my mother would tirelessly and even uncomplainingly perform her household tasks. 8 children in the house, constantly eating, constantly running, constantly active, cooking, cleaning, laundry, shopping, errands. It was as if it were nonstop. And on top of that, trying to keep track of where we were and who we were with. Imagine 8 children, not always cooperative, moving in almost 8 different directions. There was so much to do, and yet there seemed to be almost nothing she would not do for us. And I have to say, the greatest sacrifice she made was every Sunday. Every Sunday since the early 1970s, looking for a place, a church, where we could go to the one true Mass. Trying to find a priest who still had the Catholic faith, who still believed. And then for those who still believed, trying to find a priest who had common sense. Endless were the sacrifices she made to ensure that we had our one true Catholic faith that was her number one priority. And I thank God that she made all those sacrifices. For my brothers and sisters and I would not be here, would not have the one true faith today. I would not be here today as a Catholic priest and bishop if it were not for her. So today, my dear friends, we set aside Mother's Day to honor our mothers. We set aside this day to return thanks to them for all that they do or all that they did for us. But if our earthly mothers are truly amazing, consider, my dear friends, how much more amazing must be the most blessed and glorious Virgin Mary. Our own true heavenly mother, the mother of all mothers, how amazing she is. Like our earthly mother, she is very much concerned for our welfare, especially our eternal welfare. And thus she is always ready, she is always willing to go to her divine Son to plead with him on our behalf. She goes to him. She obtains for us the graces we need for our eternal salvation. She obtains for us the graces we need in the temporal order of things our food, our clothing, our shelter. She obtains for us material things we need here, provided they are not harmful to our eternal salvation. Come over to me, sacred scripture says of her, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. In other words, if we go to Mary, our mother, she will obtain the graces and favors that we are in need. And like a good mother, as I say, if what we ask for is not good for us, she will rather obtain that which is good for us. It is sad that there are so many millions of people in the world today who consider themselves to be good and God-fearing Christians. And yet, they reject Mary. They reject her spiritual motherhood. Some even have a certain kind of hostility for her. And you know, my dear friends, this offends our Lord very much. It offends him very much because it is he who gave her to us. After the giving of himself in the Holy Eucharist at the Last Supper, Our Lady was his last great gift to all men before his death. He gave her to us as he hung upon the cross. He gave her to us in the person of St. John. And from that moment, she became the mother of all mankind. And that's how much she deserves our respect. She deserves our filial love and devotion. You know, when Almighty God appeared to Moses in the burning bush on Mount Sinai, 1,300 years before the coming of Christ, do you know he commanded Moses to take his sandals off his feet? Because the ground upon which Moses stood was holy ground. And it was holy because God was present in the burning bush. Now think about this, my dear friends. If common, ordinary dirt can be made so holy by the presence of God in a burning bush, how much more holy must be the most blessed Virgin Mary, in whom the Son of God made man was formed, and in whom he dwelt for 9 months. How holy she must be if the angels of heaven bow down to her and reverence her as their queen. How holy must she be if her very name of Mary causes Lucifer to tremble with fear. St. Thomas Aquinas explains it. He says, the nearer one is to Christ, the holier they are. And thus, the Blessed Virgin is the holiest of all, because no one is nearer to Christ than her. We are, my friends, by the grace of God, persevering in the Catholic faith, the one true faith. As faithful Catholics, then, let us strive every day to love and honor the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let us do this by keeping her divine Son's commandments, praying her rosary every day, and never letting a day go by but asking her to protect us. And finally, let us always love, honor, and respect our own mothers. One day our mothers, if they are not already gone, they will be taken from us. And if we have not loved them as they deserve to be loved, if we have not honored them as they deserve to be honored, if we have not shown them the respect that God commands, we shall regret it for the rest of our lives. And if our mothers have passed into eternity, let us never forget them, but rather let us pray for them every day. For motherhood does not cease with death. May our most blessed Lady, the mother of all mothers, bless our mothers this day and every day. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.